In a few minutes, we'll be talking about, in about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Ishmael Reed. I'll just tell you the title of his article, Hamilton, the Musical, Black Actors Dress Up Like Slave Traders, and It's Not Halloween. And he has a second one in today's, it's just out, published today in Counterpunch, about American historians need to apologize, and a good thesis. So we're going to get into that. But to update you on some of the news, I want to make sure we just say some things about the latest headlines of this past week. A leader in Syria of a terrorist organization, his name is Alush, he was killed, I think, on Christmas Day. I don't know if there's any significance in that, but he was in a stronghold outside Damascus, and he and some of his cohorts were killed by a rocket missile from a plane, I think. But the Western press went into a thing about how, well, he was part of the opposition. And actually, his father is in Saudi Arabia, and his father is called a Salafist leader. And he and his son formed an organization which has been carrying out terrorist attacks inside Syria. And what he's known for, and you can go on the internet and find it, is his baiting and hatred of the Islamic organization, or should say historically evolved community called the Alawi, in which he threatens them with annihilation. Not once, but twice and several times over. He does the same with the Shia. Now, this is a U.S. plan, a part of the U.S. plan to create a war between the Sunni and Shia. It's a kind of a Brzezinski dream of having Muslims kill each other. And it is to call this guy a rebel leader and somebody who should have been in the opposition. Well, he's a hireling. He wears, if you look at his pictures, he always has fresh, nice Saudi-style camouflage gear. And the United States, in the days before his death, had been trying to get him off the terrorist list. They told for the upcoming meetings that were going to be held on bringing peace to Syria. They wanted him to be taken from the terrorist list and put over into the moderate liberal feminist democratic list, artists and writers list or whatever. It's all malarkey. It's a vicious, dirty game. And this pops up in our editorial writing here in Canadian media. If you look closely, they like to call President Assad of Syria, his Alawi government or Alawi-based or his – and it's just racist. He happens to be Alawi, but it's a Syrian government. The soldiers in the Syrian army are primarily Sunni, and they're not of the Alawi group. Same with the members of the government. And it is, after all, a secular government. It is not based on, you have to be this, you have to be that. And Alush made it his business to try to annihilate the Alawi people. And he didn't mince his words. But when writers here say, oh, the Alawi government, they're playing Mr. Alush's game. And there's another factor that we want to remember. They like to say President Assad is an ally of the Russians. If you're going to say that, you must mention that we are allies of Saudi Arabia. They get their weapons, tons of them, from Canada. One of the first things our new prime minister did was, made the check mark behind billions of dollars worth of weapons that go to Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is always called our close ally or our friend. They don't use the word ally. But in fact, it's an alliance. Canada is allied with Saudi Arabia. That's why Canada is not complaining about the illegal and vicious war being conducted in Yemen by the Saudi Air Force, which gets a lot of that hardware that it's dropping on the Yemen people. They get it from us, Canada. So if you're going to write editorials, you know, as quoting Obama, they are propping up, Russia's propping up Assad. Well, not nearly as much as Canada and the United States are propping up the Saudi royal family. They're the ones who are close with each other.